boy Z.
Boy, I need duppy now, so they can't stop me now. Bad B wanna stop me now. Come out, tune popping now. Cake and guapping now. Can't stop popping now. Non stop stopping now. Cause you know that I'm topping now. Boy, I need duppy now, so they can't stop me now. Bad B wanna stop me now. Come out, tune popping now. Cake and guapping now. Can't stop popping now.
Yo, what's good, everybody? It's the Hot Box Chronicles podcast. And I'm here with the motherfucking bros, nigga. You feel me?
Let the people know
what you're doing. What it do, what it do, boy.
You feel me?
Nature boy, Bob, you know, grounder boy, Bob. You know, I'm in the building, you know what I'm saying? Good vibes everywhere, man.
Facts, most definitely.
How y'all doing out here? Listen, man.
Out the These moment. Niggas be the worst. Like, y'all niggas don't believe in introducing yourself.
It's all good.
I'm Patrick. And we on episode 4.
Okay, at least you got the number right today.
Exactly.
And our motherfucking guest. We got a guest nigga just sitting there motherfucking.
Yes, nigga. Yeah, I'm Denzel.
I'm Denzel.
I ain't Denzel. I ain't no bitch.
Denzel.
Denzel. Not watch them, but that's who I'm named after.
Denzel. Uh-uh, Denzel.
But you stupid.
Now drop some drums.
I'm fucking Denzel.
Now, Denzel, drop them drums, yo. That shit was funny. Let me see later.
No homo, because I know these niggas going to try some stupid-ass shit.
Right. But what's good, y'all? You know what I'm saying? It's glad to be back. Episode 4, you know what I'm saying? Most definitely. Thank y'all for tuning in, as always. You already know.
Yeah, appreciate the love. Appreciate the love.
Facts.
So yeah, man. Let's go ahead. Start on the topic that you were talking about, brother.
Man,
walk with the people into that one. That was crazy.
Yeah,
walk the people into it.
Aye. Which one? Did you talk about the baggy joints?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Aye. My question for today: what's up with these celebrities? It's not even celebrities.
The gangsters.
Gangsters, quote unquote, and men. Some of these little new millennium ass men with these tight ass clothes and purses. Like, what's really going on?
Like,
these niggas went from, nah, mom and dad, I don't want no these tight jeans. These jeans too tight. These shirt too tight to, like, literally buying extra small ass jeans and shirts.
Right.
And don't forget the purse on the side. Like, right. Nigga, what? Yo.
Gotta coordinate the purse with the outfit. I got some girls.
Do y'all have the fanny pack that go on the side with the flowers?
Stop saying fanny pack. Bitch, these niggas are rocking purses.
Nah, the fanny pack is the one that go around your waist.
No, they got. I seen a nigga with the chain
these
and the
These niggas
purse,
are rocking
chain
purses,
strap.
Bro. Stop saying that shit.
But does it make them gay because they rocking the purse? And I say that because...
So, did they make Gangstalicious gay?
Nah, look, I'm not condoning it. But you know what I'm saying? I say that because... We ain't say Prince was gay. This nigga wore some pants with his ass cheeks up.
First of all, bitches picked that nigga outfits out.
Right.
Bitches. These bitches might be picking out these niggas' pockets.
You a fucking law.
Honey, I feel like you look more gangster with the Glock and this Coach purse so we can match together.
Bro, any
what?
Bitch that tells her man he look good with a purse and he rocks it, he's a bitch ass nigga. He
right.
Nigga, your whole everything about you just got tested. Right. You failed.
Called the ultimate F minus.
Nigga, you failed.
Made a 30 on the test.
I ain't say you had to cuss
ultimate
the bitch
goofy
out,
ass nigga.
You could have gave her that dumb look. Now y'all out this bitch in Coach or some other shit picking out purses. Now he want a Birkin.
He want a Birkin.
Y'all fight know who gonna get the Birkin first.
Right.
Like, what the fuck? No.
That's that peanut said, butter runs right there.
Right. He said my dick
away from him.
Birkin,
what
Birkin man.
That's what they said.
Pause.
That we said.
That's what the dope man that sold me the ooh wee said that's some peanut butter runs.
Boy, man.
This is a spider right there.
Okay. Ooh bean.
This one. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Tell me how y'all like it, though. But yeah, back to what you were saying, not to cut you off, brother.
But yeah, back to this shit, bro. Ain't no way in the fuck. Can't do it, nigga. Nigga will win. Husky. To let me get the extra small.
And they went from the hefty glad bag to a Ziploc bag in a mere 10 years. But see, now I say but that. It's all legit, but now I say that to say this. Think about this shit now. Like, Tom has switched up a lot of shit. Because remember, it was a sin to eat pussy at one time in the 90s.
I'm not even, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
I'm just saying.
Like, what you mean, bro? So, okay, cool. Yeah, and that means.
Remember, yeah, no, in the 90s, you couldn't get a nigga to say eat pussy to say they like.
I got a question.
Now they upgrade to eating ass.
No, I'm just, bro, listen. But you somebody time change, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, what gonna happen when you drop this seat and next thing, niggas running skirts?
Oh no, mine.
Well, now what Riley say off of Boondocks? Nah, this is why I keep the gun in right here. Nah, fuck
you. This is oh so vicious.
What is you doing?
Fuck you saying?
Where's your premise? But think about it though. That little skit came to life.
Because a lot of this fashion shit be come from that overseas shit.
No, a lot of this fashion shit come from I can't say that. I mean, alternative lifestyle guys.
This is alternative lifestyle.
No, you gotta be you know what I'm saying, not political correct, but you know what I'm saying, you can't.
Yeah, show respect.
Yeah, yeah.
But now on some real shit, like no lie,
niggas rocking Robin Europe, jeans and
yeah,
and,
but not in Europe, yeah. they be wearing that shit.
Nigga, Robin made them bitches tight for men on purpose, so he like they curved.
So think about it, nigga. You like, just seen the white boy with the tight pants.
What a flame.
Nigga had
bro.
the tight pants with the plaid shirt.
I'm not about to hear that
shit. I'm just saying. I ain't justifying. I'm just saying.
These metrosexual niggas. That's what they want to say.
Okay, that's what we tapping on.
That's what they say. Metrosexual. No, bitch. It's punk rock shit.
I ain't going to hold you. I'm not with the... Like, you can't portray... You can't be a gangster and be wanting to be skin-tight jeans with the pocketbook hanging down the side. Man, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just not swagging, B. That's not where it's at.
Leave that shit alone.
You feel me? And I say that because I was watching the fucking YouTube video. This nigga couldn't outrun the police. The skinny nigga couldn't even run from the police. The fat white nigga caught this nigga, B. Was tied in there. Yeah, I got him. He wasn't that fast, but I got him. You caught the nigga because the nigga pants is by his kneecaps.
I can't do that. All the time, well, skin tight, shit, anything. It's compression shit when I'm working out. Nigga, like... You think I'm finna just willingly go in there and put on, nigga, you and your sister, you and your old lady got tights on together.
You put on these nut huggers.
In fact, what they call them, jeggings. Both of y'all got jeggings on. Like, come on, bro. Like, nah, bro.
Where y'all get that from? Me and Shorty be shopping in the Macy's section together.
Facts. Like, both of us went to Marshalls and got this. Like,
in the ladies section. What? I know you didn't find it on the opposite side. That had to be the same. Right, you got that on.
Facts. Like, nah,
that's what I'm damn sure not with that shit.
I'm not jacking that shit. I just... I don't understand it, bro. Just no. And then, not to mention, they be paying crazy ass money for this shit. This nigga jeans, they might be
22,
some. They might be some nice jeans.
22,
they just extra tight, and they $4,300.
All right,
nigga,
so I say this. All right, so no, since these niggas went okay in the back. So, all right, so peep game. Hold on, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna hit you with it first, you know what I'm saying? It's your first time in the Hot Box Chronicles. Welcome, brother. Welcome.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? How's your day? How's you doing? Yeah, facts. So, you know what I'm saying? How's your day, bro?
Great.
King, how was your day?
Great.
That's good to hear. So I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
You got 20 million in the bank. You buying $2,400 pair of sneakers? One pair?
Hell no, I'm at Walmart buying some jeans.
No, I said sneakers.
Sneakers, hell.
You know what I'm saying? 25.
I'm shoe show.
That bitch says shoe show.
Shoe show, niggas.
Shoe show.
Ooh, 20 million in the bank, you going to shoe show?
Shit. Hey, give me a pair of Reebok classes. $40. I'm straight.
Well, I'm capping. You can't sleep on the Reebok classes.
I'm straight.
No, I'm flipping.
Like, but yeah, I'm not like. I'm flipping. So, 25 million, if I'm spending bread like that, it got to be a house, investments.
Right.
Man, fuck a house, nigga.
A car, nigga. You dropping $2,400
bro, something that does not depreciate.
Shit like that. Like, I'm not finna drop $2,400 on a fucking sneaker, knowing damn well you might get off in the nigga ass and he might bleed on him, step him, scuff him. Mm-hmm. You done motherfucking scraped the side off the little foam part that came off. You done stepped on the needle. You done poked the hole in your MX-95 that cost $24,000. What's it?
That's stupid, bro.
Yeah, I seen that shit. Gee, shit.
I'm not paying that much for no sneaker, bro.
Yeah, I don't even want to pay $200 for no sneakers, really, to be honest.
Facts. Nah. But no, I said, like,
I said, like, shit, but if I had it like that, nigga, I'm buying straight elite shoes. I'm straight flipping them hoes.
Nah, I wouldn't like on some
nigga
shit.
Because I like sneakers. Don't give me flexed, nigga.
I like sneakers, bro. I'm not finna pay motherfucking three racks for one pair.
No, nigga.
I can get through. I three racks, I do five pair for three racks. Six pair.
Man, I ain't even gonna tell no lie. Nigga, it's like four pairs of Oregon, like the Oregon 13s, the Oregon 12s, the Oregon 4s, and the 3s. Nigga, I'm buying them bitches. I don't give a fuck what, how.
See,
what?
I'm just talking about like.
No, nigga, I'm buying.
You talking about the Jordans?
Yeah, they're pretty penny. I'm not playing. I'm
all right, so, all right, since we talking about Jordan and you saying that, you know what I'm saying?
Because I am a fan. I'm going to go get me. Right? And then plus.
I'm just saying, Jordan said they ain't for black people, though.
When they drop down, you
Jordan
know
Jordan said they ain't for black people,
I already
though.
Know that.
Mm-hmm. So, you know. Just
yeah, it's not for me. It's for, it's for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about you or your legacy, right, to be honest.
Right. You just, that's your trophies. They ain't our trophies.
You just collaborated with a nigga with a school that I fuck with. You know what I'm saying? And made some shoes that I like. Other than that, I don't give a fuck about you. None about you being the GOAT, quote unquote. You scoring these many points in the game. I don't care nothing about none of that shit.
I just like your shoes.
You ain't no good at all. Look at your sorry ass team, the Charlotte Hornets.
And if you add me,
made the playoffs.
If you add me,
there's a team called the Brooklyn Nets.
Skylar Pippen, Ron
y'all look, but look what y'all got too. Now. Y'all got a team players now.
Don't say y'all, nigga. I ain't a Nets fan.
Well, Brooklyn, because you from Brooklyn. Say y'all from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's finest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done.
Y'all got Kade and Kyrie. Y'all got somebody.
You know.
Now ain't somebody on the Charlotte Hornets. I'll wait.
Yeah, because they done took everybody off that motherfucker.
Right.
The team?
Yeah, I'm about to say they took everybody.
No, I just said the team.
Yeah, sleep.
Right.
But nah, it's all good, though. But just... Certain shit, bro. I was just not finna spend crazy amount of money for me. Oh, what the nigga say? What Melvin say? Off of what's the shit called? Baby boy, guns and butter, baby.
Hey, like I ain't gonna hold you. We do need to start putting money into our own people. Like, you know what I'm saying? These niggas is rich. And I hate to say that, you know what I'm saying? Because it is their money. You know what I'm saying? I want to sound like no like, sucker duck ass nigga, but. The people that's rich, the black people are black. Well, they're not leaders, but the black people that's rich, yo, they do need to put in, you know what I'm saying, into their community more than what they're doing.
Man,
you know what
them niggas don't give a fuck, boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's the mentality when you make it, or when you make it, I just got to help my people. That's it. My homeboys, you know, my aunties, them, and my mom, and that's it. Crabs. And forget about the neighborhood. It take a village to raise a child.
When they say facts. Crabs in the bucket.
Yeah, facts.
But what Jay-Z said, though? Nigga, you still can make it out. Nigga, you still can be the crowds in the bucket.
That's why I said, like, on some G shit, what they need, like, you know what I'm saying? If I, let's do it like this, boom. I get $20 million in the bank. Nigga, I need to donate to St. Jude, you know what I'm saying, to right. help the kids.
Psych.
Like, hell yeah, yeah, I'm trying to help the kids with the cancer.
Man, I'm not, man, look here, bro.
I'm trying to build YMCA.
I'm not giving it to no...
I want to build a YMCA. I want to build like
no champ,
my own
no
shit.
Event, boy. Why you? Why gotta be St. Jude? Why can't it be some other little small like?
Shit? Like what?
Any other one besides St.
No,
Jude?
I want
to. It might be a St. Jude.
This
is
why I said St. Jude. This why I said St. Jude. I want to donate. Well, let's do it like this. Then. I want to donate to a place that's helping kids with fight cancer, and that's really the place that a lot of people take their kids.
Thank you.
The St. Jude be a part of that.
St. Jude is his own shit. Yeah, nigga, don't get it twisted. Them niggas be flexing out here. Yeah, they out here. Bro, it's their own shit, bro.
I donated Grady Hospital.
Who? You said Grady?
Yeah. Macon Coliseum. What it make
it? It's a Macon Coliseum.
Yeah, what it is.
Nigga, they... Nigga, everybody need to donate to the city of Macon.
I am down with you guys.
Hey, yeah. G's from Macon. He need to do. He need to put over his city.
G's from Macon.
Well, he from down that way.
No, he just did it. Throw a thistle down that way.
They're the same place. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, the same place.
Which one? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Man, nah, that's some bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? No lie, son. Like, I will put into our community, like, I'm trying to give kids chances, like, shit. All right, but when we know.
So, what would you do, bro?
What?
You talking about giving kids a chance? What you would do?
Son, I'm trying to build a youth center. Boom. First off, that's what I'm doing first. Build a youth center that'll get them kids something to do after school, swimming. All types of shit, you feel me? Yeah. Shit, gardening. I want that type of shit in there. Whole mag, different shit like that. Because these kids ain't cooking these days.
Not only that, though. Yeah, with you also building that youth center, you also give out jobs. You open
yeah,
jobs.
You know, yeah. You know, that was just the beginning. You know, that's for the youth. You know what I'm saying? Now, the adolescents and the teenagers, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have other shit for that. We're going to have, remember the thing like the 21st Century Program? They hired the students to help mentor the kids and shit? That shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Shit to get the kids engaged. I want to have somewhere where they can teach them about stocks, businesses,
each one teach one.
Buying, you feel me, buying homes and shit. That's what they need to know about. Right. You feel me? That's what we need to teach our people. G shit.
Money management.
Facts. Everything financial.
I ain't even gonna flex. Like, growing up, we used to have these little, what they were called CAM meetings. They were like for like, you know, teenage, well, they ain't even teenagers, young black men, you know what I'm saying? They teach you certain shit, like, I ain't gonna say etiquette, but you know what I'm saying? How to, you know what I'm saying? How can I say it? How, like, it's every simple shit, like, how, man, every man should know how to tie type shit.
Facts.
Every man should know certain things, like,
how to change a tire.
No, it's talking about
damn sure that.
Yeah, I'm talking, but I'm talking about like professional sure type that. Shit, like handling yourself in like the corporate world type.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah, right.
That type of shit.
Oh, but yes, niggas do need to put a tire on. That type shit, yeah. Nigga. That you should know how to put a tire on and change your oil as a man, bro.
Right, nigga. That's about the easiest shit you can do, nigga.
You be surprised, be these niggas. They be pissing me off, letting they bitches carry the batteries in and shit like that. Niggas be on some left field shit, boy. I'm telling you.
Shit, that bitch wanna ride, she better put some work in. Nah, she can't.
You stupid. Nah, yeah, I used to see, like, I remember one time, this nigga let his pregnant woman carry a battery in and sat in the car. Nigga, we stopped her at the door and told her put that battery down and told that nigga out the car carried
boy,
him in the store.
I would've carried her back to the car and sat it on the motherfucker.
We stopped her at the, put that battery down, she put it down. Mm-hmm. Sir, come out here and carry this battery. What's your time you on?
No. Mm-hmm. I would, me.
You know, I was working, so, you know, I couldn't just get in that field like I wanted
you
to.
You crazy. Me, I would came from behind the counter and carried it back to her car, sat it down, and walked back in there. No, sir, carry it here. Don't do that type of
thing. Yeah, I told her to stay in this store.
Once again, on some left field shit,
once again, that goes back to what I was saying. If you ain't going to tell your mama to do it, don't tell me to do it. Right. Damn well, you went, your mama pregnant. I know you ain't going to tell her to carry that.
So I got a question. And I've been saving this for a while.
Uh-oh.
All right, so, and I want the two niggas in the back to answer me. Three niggas. Mm-hmm. All right, so, all right, boom. How do y'all feel about, you know what I'm saying, black families, you know, saying that their child has to leave at a certain age?
It's stupid because you're not helping them prepare to go out. Because, like, if I have a child, I want my child to know the knowledge of the school, have them some money, invest out to the side so I can give them, like, yo, I got you maybe like $20,000, $30,000 to start off with. Now you go invest it and all that. That's what I want you to do.
Okay, Paul. I'm,
go ahead.
Ooh. What you said? How much?
$30,000?
Okay, cool. So why niggas be tripping on Trump about him asking his pops for a meal to start off with? If he was just okay with the little 20, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you call what he asked his daddy for? I just want to think about
it. Niggas used to be tripping all that tight time. Cause he asked his dad for a meal and he started this shit off. It ain't his fault. His dad put himself in a position to get up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That same shit. That's why I said.
Yeah, that shit do need to stop. Like,
exactly.
Fuck like, Trump. Or not even speaking on Trump, but just period.
Yeah, like,
you know what I'm saying? As far as people having money or receiving money from a family member,
man,
they have that bad habit of saying, oh yeah, he only like this because his parents gave money. He come from money. Okay, like you can't get mad because then like your parents did what they had to do to support him.
Your parents, like, you should get on that train and, you know what I'm saying, figure out what the fuck they did to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what.
Go to your parents and be like, what happened?
Like, you ain't even gotta ask them what happened, my dude.
Well, just make it better for yours.
There you go, right?
Be the change you want to see. The same thing I always preach. Yeah, that too. But it's like, and that's a problem.
That'll solve everything.
Not even that. People need to mind their business, and people need to stop putting their business out there. You see what I'm saying? Because I see a lot of shit on Facebook, and what be killing me, a lot of people, like, son, social media, like I always say, social media is a place where the people that don't normally say shit can say shit without consequence.
Right.
You feel me? Because before social media, people wouldn't say shit because they knew they get slapped the fuck up if you say some shit like that. Like, nigga might just piece you up right in the street. A female might just poke you up, like, you feel me?
Facts.
So, like, now social media, motherfucking say what they gotta say behind a computer, behind a phone, tablet, and all that shit and hot. And I say that because you got people that post shit like, oh, if a nigga trying to tell a female she gotta go half on the bills, he ain't no nigga, you should leave him, sis. Well, first of all, bitch, you want a nigga to buy you a Birkin bag, pay all your bills,
pay everything. You sit home like a housewife not doing shit. What type of time that is?
Nah, you need gotta say I'm working, bro.
No, I'm just saying.
But listen, like, I get what you're saying. Do you all want? But listen, bitch. What's in life free? Al, you a fucking liar?
Who?
Air is not free.
Shit. I breathe this motherfucker for free.
You crazy.
I'll be damn motherfucker trying to tax me on it.
Bull.
Shit. Nah, we know water ain't free now.
That's right. Crafty Creations on Facebook and Crafty Creations 5_ on Instagram.
You living.
No, no, no.
Your life not free?
No, nigga, I can trap me a cup of air for perfectly free and then nigga try to stop me. fuck you mean, nigga. I give me a jar full of air and sell that bitch like, nigga, it's what?
Who gonna buy some air?
First and foremost, I know you watch 2 Chainz Most Expensive. Them niggas sold cans of air for $10,000.
I seen that shit, but you gotta, you know.
Nigga, the fuck? Nigga, this nigga, a can of air for $10,000? I know I could put a mason jar full of air for 50 cents, my nigga, like. $5 for this. What's in there, man? It's air.
It's air from the from Mount Everest. Something
you
like
feel
that.
Me,
I'm
like,
fucking done.
What you mean, nigga? What type of time niggas want me? I got this air, nigga. I went to motherfucking Florida and got this air, boy.
I trapped this from the air.
It's thick, boy.
This the African air, boy. This that. Nigga, this what? This back to the motherland.
Son, I might got a mosquito in it. You might want to be careful. Like, what?
This the air from
Gee,
the...
Gee, shit. This the air. You ever smell Africa air? You want to smell motherland's air, nigga? You can get a good 10 smells for $40. When you open that bitch one time, it's over with. Like, nigga, what you mean? Nigga, that shit mixed in with the air you mixed. Like, what you mean?
This is 900 meters like, of Mount Everest right here. You don't know nothing about this.
This is the air 10 feet up Mount Everest. Facts, right? And this is as clear as it gets. Like, you feel me?
This is the purest air. Right? Like, this is the top of Mount Everest in here. This is the apps in this bottle right here. You see this jaw? This jaw came from Mount Fuji.
Yeah, that shit, that shit's something to think about, nigga. Fuck that.
No, nigga, that's, man, that's crazy, bro. Just...
Facts. Nigga, you can't even collect water. Yeah, let's go to jail, collect the water out this bitch.
Right.
You collect rainwater, you going to jail. Like, nigga, that's the stupidest shit I ever heard in my life. Like, what the fuck, nigga? Yeah, you charging something that you don't even make. Like, what? Like, how you tax me on that? Like, nigga, you ever make that? It's different with your electricity. You got your little generators. Okay, we paying for generators and shit. Nigga, water come from the sky. You trying to charge nigga for that?
Yeah, because they make it.
Nigga, fuck out of here, nigga. Shit, yeah, that shit wild.
They make their wealth out here, so shit, we got to get paid by something. Yeah, bro, because, man, I don't know, bro. My mind be wondering. And then especially when I be under the influence sometimes. Mm-hmm. And niggas might say something. My mind just wonders. It's like right now. I don't think, I don't think back then there was ever cold weather because I think it's like everything's in the history books. They never talked really about cold weather. But then when they did start speaking on it, niggas started dying. Mm-hmm. Shit started fading away.
What you mean? You didn't believe it was cold weather back then?
Listen, bro. I told you. Mind me wondering. Mm-hmm. All right. Same shit I just said. Once again, when they start speaking of cold weather in the history, motherfuckers start dying off. Shit start dying. Niggas like, you dig what I'm saying?
And it makes perfect sense. So, nigga, that's what comes to ice. So boom, you have an ice age.
That shit just
cold, bro. The ice age is real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know that shit.
Let's play your card. You said you don't think back then. Even if you want to say that, that's fine. We can say there was no cold, you know what I'm saying? Cold.
No, I say should say extreme cold weather. I should say.
Okay, well, even if you want to say extreme cold weather, okay, if the cavemen was living in motherfucking Georgia at the time, before the Pangea, you know what I'm saying, broke and shit, it was one big place, right. And you just trying to say
so
the
how
top
you gonna
part.
Say Georgia?
And I'm just saying, like, you know, so someplace in
all
the
of it's Georgia.
Yeah, whatever. I'm just saying, shit, Mexico here, you know. But you know, I'm just saying, like, before everything broke apart and you got the Pangea shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's play like this. Even if you're trying to say the north of the globe was just cold, okay. But the bottom, even if it was hot and them people just was used to living to that heat, when it became cold and shit started to change and start getting cold and they couldn't adapt to it, yeah, that's why they started dying.
And that's why I said this shit, bro.
Yeah, but it's not, but it, you know what I'm saying? It might have took long to got there, but it damn sure was there.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Yeah, you know, it might have froze a couple people till them niggas learned. Yo, son, why the elephants, why the mammoth, the woolly mammoth ain't dying off? And they kind of realize, oh, word, B, you got fur on you, my nigga? That's what's keeping you warm? Let's off this nigga, my nigga.
Facts,
we about to off you, blind. We're going to use your body. oh, this nigga skin kept us warm at night. Nigga killed like three more. We need a quilt. Like, you feel how that popped.
I told my mom, you wondering.
You feel me? You know, just something to think about. Just something to definitely think about. Gee, shit.
Like, I don't know. Like, that could be crazy. Like, what if you fuck around one day? Who knows? And they say, you know how they be saying, like, what is it, the Pyramid of Giza and all that shit? Mm-hmm. You just out riding one day. You just, you see one. What the fuck was you doing? You know, nowhere near the west side of the world. East side of the world.
That's just like saying, to better your question, let's do it like this. You wake up, and again, and everything that was broke apart come back together.
Boy, yeah, that's what I'm saying, nigga. Hey.
Nigga. You fuck around, you walking down the street like...
I'm on no flex, bro. I might fuck around and take a long scroll.
Not even that. You look, you walking... What the fuck? What's this? The Sahara Desert doing down the block.
Fact. Like, what would you do? Fuck?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if everything was to be connected, you having to just see it, like, you walking down... You, like, let's say like this shit.
Nigga,
you got
a harbor. I know it was a beach
right there. Like this. Facts. You buy a beach, right?
I know it was
a beach. You go to the beach every day, you get your surf on, your aqua boogie baby on, you get that popping. You fuck around, you doing your thing. The next day, you go to surf. You walk up, and you see France. Everybody looking at each other, all fucked up, nigga.
I'm gonna check myself.
They hand you with the Jean-Marc Paul Edouard.
Nigga, what the fuck are you talking about?
Like, you sitting there looking like, hold on.
Nah, bitch, you in Miami right now.
You looking at people on your side like, bro, wasn't there a beach here? And they all looking at you like, wasn't there a beach here? And they come to find out the world then connected back.
That'd be crazy.
The respect has to be on 10,000.
Nigga.
Right. You talking about war, nigga? Oh, my God. Can you imagine trying to go to war and that live that close? That'd be the most stupidest shit ever. Right. Niggas need... All right. Everybody slow down here. We're too fucking close. Nigga, we drop a nuke on this bitch. Everybody gonna die. Wait a minute.
Hold on now.
Nigga. Like, all right, this is what we're going to do. But
ain't
see,
no Hong Kong convention no more.
Now, that's something to think about. Like, that's something to think about, some G shit. Oh, shit. He died back there?
No, he good.
Okay, I'm just checking.
What would y'all do?
I don't know. Like, I don't know what I would do if everything, all the continents came back and became one. Son.
You just bust that left to the house.
That's why.
Your house not there no more. I'm talking about you. You know you're going to Papa Grandma's house.
No, not even that. Like, just like you said, you going to the beach. Because, see, it's really going to happen off the water. So, you going to the beach, nigga. You went to the beach yesterday. You doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? You partying. Bitches throw ass. You go the next day. And there's a whole state there. Like, fact. And what make it bad, the sand disappear. Like, these niggas just perfectly connected back. Not you just like.
It, Cuba and Florida right there. They just.
Son. Nigga, not even that Cuba, shit. Fuck around. Africa. Not even that. Think about it. Nigga, Africa was slick connect to goddamn Georgia and North Carolina.
Yeah. Right. Nigga, if you like, take and put it together, yeah.
You feel me? You in Augusta. You going to the fucking river or some shit to go catfish fishing. Nigga, you walk up as a fucking whole line, man. What the fuck? You see a whole desert. Huh? I let the window.
I know damn well. I'll be licking. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Time out. Mm-hmm. My house right here. It's supposed to be. You heard me? It's supposed to be a Burger King in the Wendy's right here, the corner store of the street.
Facts, nigga. Everything's still there. Just when you looking, you see the brothers and sisters in dashikis.
Right.
Or you feel me?
Or you see piling.
Hello. Come on now. Shit, you turn left, you turn another corner. Shay knee.
You just wake up and hear them drums.
Fuck, nigga, the respect level would change, nigga.
Right. You hear them drums
like,
in the back.
Who would make a move? Like, what move could you make?
What are you gonna do?
Like, you feel me? Everybody gotta sit down.
A lot of friends.
Everybody gotta sit down and accept your son. Now you gotta become a human being because everybody's literally together now.
Not to mention though, all that shit y'all used to pop, they right here. What y'all gonna do? What are y'all gonna do? America. And all them shits. They right here. What y'all gonna do? Them
bitches. That ego gonna go.
Literally right here. Like,
them niggas 100 miles away now.
So we gotta drive 150 miles to go meet the motherfucking leader of Iran. Like,
I bet them Russians get
the bags. That's what y'all do?
Get hush my.
What can you do, son? Like, you gotta, like, on some juice, you gotta learn how to be a better human. Right. Like, because you're going to, now, like, I say that because, like, for instance, like I always say, up north, it's diverse as fuck. Down here in the south, it's never black, white, mixing. Mm-hmm. I hate to sound like that. You gotta sprinkle Asian here and then, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But,
like, up in Atlanta, really.
It'll be different for y'all because now y'all have to accept diversity. You feel me? Every day you wake up, you said Cuban, Mexican, Haitians, Trinidadian.
No, I fuck with that type of shit. I travel, so I like that type of shit.
Up north and in the south.
It's diverse.
Up north, them motherfuckers give respect first.
No, we're not even talking about that. We just talking about as far as diversity, like people being there.
Nigga, like, what part of the north you been when the motherfuckers get respect first?
They do, and then the second show ass don't get respect.
Boy, get out
back.
Of here with that dumbass shit, boy.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, no, you know we get it popping up, bro. You know what I'm saying? Either way, we get it popping. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, nigga, that's why I said, what about you talking about, man? It's a few places I'm been, and niggas like, you know what I'm saying? They do their thug off the muscle, like it is what it is.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of them situations.
I've been to a lot of places where if you don't, it's a lot of people that just walk up to you and
shit. Yeah, nigga, that because you two tones lighter than me.
You know what's so funny, B?
It's son, facts, though.
Yeah, you're right. And what's funny, son, like, this nigga daddy blacker than us.
Facts.
Like,
facts. Facts. Like, that's
yo.
Nigga, way lighter,
bro. Oh my god, that shit is funny every time, B.
Like, bro,
I don't know. But I can go places and not have a problem with nobody have a problem with me at all, ever. Even after they check me.
First of all, no man should check you.
If I'm out of place, or if I'm not from here.
Bro, fact, nah, a nigga don't supposed to check you. You check in. You feel me? That's what niggas call checking in. Like, you know what I'm saying? But like, I hate the term checking in because first of all, you apparently like, what you're doing is getting in tune with people. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Yeah. But niggas need to do that because first and foremost, niggas need to understand. This is what niggas fuck up.
You can't go to nobody's house unannounced.
Exactly. Like, you can't be on a perfect example, son. You can't be from Alabama and think you gonna walk clean to Georgia and land and be like, yeah, this my blood. No, nah, nigga, like, come on, son. Like, on some real shit. You got to get in tune with somebody. Like, this is their hood. You want to, you know, like, yo, let me holler at Team A real fast. You know, whoop whoop, handle business. Okay, y'all going to hold me down. I'm going to hold y'all down. Whoop whoop. Now, if Team B roll up on you, Team B know about Team A. You with Team A, they're like, okay, we see what's up, nigga. We know not to fuck with them. Like, dang. You know what I'm saying? That's what that does. Niggas be like, oh, nah, you checking your whole bitch. And you get down there and get smoked by 45 different niggas you ain't never seen before. Son. That's what tape time niggas need to, you know, but you know, that's street shit, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to talk street shit. Man. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? We're about black movement, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But
it ain't about no goddamn movement.
Mm-hmm. Talking about, man, move yourself. How about that?
Nigga, I'm for moving my black people.
I'm moving for all people. How about that?
Oh, you represent all buildings. You stupid.
I represent all bills, but we just need these certain ones to get in this line right now.
What? So, Denzel?
Yep.
You here? You're live?
Yep.
You sure?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? What you got to say? You know what I'm saying? Because you've been sitting back there quiet, and we don't like quietness in the hot box.
My bad. I've been thinking, bro.
What you thinking about? Put us up. What you thinking about? Tell us what you thinking.
Shit, because, like, what? Going on for about, say, like, what if everything comes down? I'm like, shit. I want to go see my uncle that's in Germany and, like, reconnect with him. I ain't seen him since 1999 when my grandma died.
You're going to see family members.
I'm going to see family.
That shit would be crazy.
Like, I ain't seen him since I was, like, 8.
I ain't going to hold you, nigga. If all the places come together, I'm going to clean to Africa to see my grandma.
Right.
I'm like, hey, grandma.
But what if you get to, you know what I'm saying, you getting ready to go to Africa, you stop at the gas station, nigga look like you in there. What you going to do? And he's Asian. But he look like you. I'm talking about straight everything. But he's Asian. What you gonna do?
I gotta stop the brother.
You right. We gotta talk.
Excuse me.
I'm talking about he look like.
What's your name? Chang Pong Ching.
Say who?
Well, my name Daquan. First and foremost.
like twins or something.
Like, nigga, who your mama? Like, who are you looking? Why are we twinning?
Where you from?
I know I was born by myself. I came up by myself.
Like, for real.
Like, I know I was there by myself. My grandma was there. She told me.
Man, I've been the only. They had no brother.
28 years. I ain't been a twin in 28 years. I can't start today. It's weird. Right. Like, what the fuck? It's weird to start today. Like, what's going on?
Right. Like, I'm going to explain this to everybody.
Yeah, you feel me? Explain to me.
Maury will be popping then.
Niggas be on the. Hey, this is my family member.
Yo, what? Can you imagine having. Son, can you imagine having some motherfucking Chinese people up there, Amari. Shit, I'm high, Tai Tai. Full Tai. Focus Tai. He's a focus Tai.
This is my brother right here.
Nigga, my nigga. So my nigga Pink Tang and Smash will be. Boom. Pink Tang, you are the daddy. Awesome.
Damn. That would be crazy, dude.
That should be a classic. Like, that's something to think about.
Yeah, nigga. Mind be on 1,000 when it comes to shit like that. It's just like
y'all niggas might be thinking of something. Y'all might be thinking of something. A little razzle dazzle.
Yeah, nigga, I'm cool. We cut from the same tree. Hey, nigga. It's deep in what I just
I moved to Ireland.
Ireland. Why you move to Ireland?
I ain't drink as much as I want.
That's the alcoholic shit. That makes it so you can drink as much as you want.
Yeah, it's everything green.
Nah, fuck that. I'm trying to move to a state that got weed legal. I'm trying to get invest in dispensary.
What nationality, bro? Huh? Or what your nationality? Where people grow red hair, like normally.
That'll be Ireland. Mm-hmm. Normally they have that like that orange red flare hair.
Okay, because I say this, bro, because I have that shit.
Well, you know, first and foremost, you're black, brother. You have every color in the fucking book.
No, I'm just saying though, nigga. I got this is some shit ain't right, bro.
No, that is perfectly right. What you mean?
So nigga? I'm white too?
I got red hair in my beard. Nigga, first son,
give me some, bro.
First of all, nigga, so we blood, you're a black man. Nigga, black make any color,
I'm
nigga.
Not black.
From black comes white, nigga. You need black to make white, okay?
I'm not black.
What you are?
Uh-oh. Damn.
Cause you black as shit. What
you
mean?
I'm the same skin tone.
Nigga, I'm copper, nigga. I'm copper color.
I'm the same skin tone as Tiger Woods.
Okay, Kablazian.
Yeah, that shit.
Are you Kablazian?
Yeah, I'm that.
What happened after he cheated on his wife?
Chameleon.
He was a nigga then, huh? Yeah, okay. Exactly, he black.
But I'm a nigga to the world, but I know what I am.
You black. You're a black man.
On the standardized test. Look, of other.
To all my black brothers out there listening, let me let you know something. And black sisters out there listening.
To the standardized test, I'm other.
Look, I'm letting y'all niggas know. Black make every color. Black make white,
red. So you
white,
got white red. Hair too? You grow white hair too?
Nigga, I got white hair on top of my head now, nigga.
Oh, son, that's because you getting old, bro.
Nah, you know, nigga. Shit, I got one strand. This is.
I got one strand.
Gee, shit.
But no, I got naturally sandy red hair, though.
Nigga, you a nigga.
No, I'm not.
You make all colors.
I'm telling you I'm not a nigga.
That's why black is so special. Black makes every color. Son, Patrick is black.
He's not a nigga.
Son, no, we're not talking about what region he's from. We're not talking about his demographics.
I'm done.
You know where he lives at, classify him as a nigga.
So
we're going to sit here and play. Like on some G shit, think about it. What classified niggas as niggas is where you live at.
Not really.
Son.
I'm the whitest nigga on Ice Street.
So, that sound like the hood, bitch. You a nigga. What you mean? I said that to say this, nigga. Let's do it. Let's play this card right here.
Okay. Let's play this card right here.
We gonna play it.
You go to corporate America. You look, not even that. Let's not even do that. Let me think of a good. What's a good wholesome white place down in Georgia? A good wholesome white place. Know. Hey, Utah. That's white people's Africa.
I'm fucking done.
Utah is white. It was 100% for fucking Trump. What you mean?
I am fucking done with your stupid ass. Hey,
you say gas. Son, y'all niggas. So Utah is the white people's Africa.
No, you think when you said that shit, I thought of the shirt Eric Spears had, though, bro.
That's true. Type the shit in on Google. Type in, what's white people's Africa? Watch Utah pop up.
I'm done. I'm fucking done with this, man. That's a wrap. That's a wrap.
Awesome G shit. White people is that shit Africa funny, is Utah. So I say that to say. Yo, because nigga, it's true. Fuck that. Like, I ain't trying to be funny, nigga. It's what? What is what, nigga? All
right. I got a question for you guys.
Uh-huh. All right. What was I saying, though? All right, so Pete. But yeah, nigga. So, damn.
I'm finished with this, man.
But yeah, black make any color be. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not black, bro.
Yes, you are. You. But yeah, okay, I was saying about demographics. All right, B. So, Utah. All right, right? Utah, white people, Africa. We go to a cul-de-sac with a bunch of white people. You see a black young Ken come out. He come out. You know what I'm saying? We hit him with, what's up, bro? That nigga stick his hand out like he's shaking the hand as a business. Hello, my fellow brothers.
And I can do that, too.
No, I'm saying, I'm not saying you can't. What I'm saying is, we ain't gonna call him a nigga. We gonna call that nigga a black man. Like, oh, you a black brother. You like, you can't address him as a nigga. It don't sound right saying he's a nigga.
I say nigga to anybody.
You, what Eddie Griffin say? You got niggas. You got black folks. You got African Americans.
Bro, I say nigga to anybody.
Yeah, you can say it to anybody. You know, we call white folks niggas.
Exactly.
But what I'm saying is, it's some black people that you just can't say they're niggas. You can call them a nigga, but you can't say they're a nigga.
Man, they are niggas. I don't give a fuck how you try to sauce it up, bitch. You can be a fancy nigga. You can be a bougie nigga. You can be a ratchet nigga. Like, or you can just be a nigga nigga. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, nigga. Like,
oh my god.
Shit, okay, think about it. What? Think of just think about wings. They all the same, but shit, you get them spicy, lemon pepper.
Oh my god.
Like, they all the same.
The stereotype right there. Black people love chicken.
Right. That's the most niggas shit you ever heard.
Son. Black people love chicken. Nah. Right there it is.
I kill that stereotype because I don't fuck with it. Like, what are you talking about? Like, yeah.
Are you a vegetarian?
Working towards be a vegan, bro.
My pal to you.
I'm not. No, I can't. I don't get jiggy with this meat shit. Bro,
that's on you, brother.
Nah, it's just I don't feel the same when I eat meat.
I understand. I feel you. But just with me, I'm gonna tear that motherfucker up. Unless you eat the more, I enjoy. I'm here to tell you. I'm on seafood's ass, a beef's ass, and some chicken.
I don't eat seafood.
Beef, chicken, and seafood. I'm on the ass. Fuck that. I'm getting me.
Nah, bro. It's just. I got to the point, nigga. I don't really be eating too much of anything.
So you talking about starving, basically?
No, nigga. I don't starve, bro.
I'm just saying, you talking about not eating anything? That's what I said. You talking about you don't work on the starving?
Some days I can go without eating, then some days I eat. Yeah. It's like I don't force it on myself. It just happened like that.
I understand.
But hey, don't get it twisted, nigga. If I feel like I'm finna pig out, bitch, I'm gonna pig the fuck out. Like, especially when we get sauced a little bit, nigga. I be what? Come on in, game.
I eat. Y'all military niggas always drink. Y'all drink when the sun up, sun down.
You gotta feed the liver, bitch. Mm-hmm. What you just gonna let it sit down in your stomach?
But them army niggas, bitch, that's all they know is drink.
I'll eat before I drink, or either I'll just wait till after I'm
done. That's all the army knows, drink. Them niggas can't smoke no weed and they stressing out there. Them niggas get drunk.
I think that'll help a whole lot of people.
Nah, blunt will help a whole lot of people.
That's not talking about smoking.
Nah, I said that. I said the army. That's all they want to do is drink because they can't smoke.
Mm-hmm. Think about it. Y'all NCOs in that bit, man. He going there and look,
it's funny. They go to drinking and get on cigarettes.
You heard me? Mm-hmm. Your NCO in that bit heated. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And the whole time, he's smoking y'all ass. He hitting the blunt and talking shit.
Oh, wow.
And smoking y'all
I
ass.
I bet y'all would have hit this, don't you?
Yeah, facts. Daddy Pooh.
You're not hitting this with weak ass on. Drop down. Give me 40 more. What?
Facts. You dig what I'm saying? By the time, I bet the one lasts as long. Come on. That bitch will get my house. He got the pressure, too.
But nah, you need them in their right mind. You talking about defending the country? You need them in their right mind, shit.
Shit. They ain't in their right mind now, and they don't be on the shit.
Nah, they get them in their right mind. That that's mind to kill. They get them in that military mind.
That's stupid as fuck, nigga.
It's just hard to come back to that.
Which is stupid as fuck, nigga.
Yeah.
You gonna train the machine to go extra hard, but y'all don't tell them how to turn it off. That's stupid as fuck.
Yeah, because you
don't
want...
That's dumb as fuck.
They don't
shit.
Be one of them niggas go out there and somebody
that's
cut it off.
That's dumb as fuck, bro.
They scared somebody gonna go out there and cut it off.
No, I'm talking about, like, okay, you don't... When this nigga say, I'm finished, I'm done, I'm gonna put my levels in, I'm getting the fuck up out of here. That should be a process for this man to be able to turn this shit off and come on back home.
It is. People just don't...
They don't take it?
It ain't long enough. It's called out process.
Nigga, just like jail.
But it's just
we got you.
It's just a group of people in a room. They put you in a classroom with a group of people.
No, nigga.
No.
I can put them in a society. My question is, how you gonna do that with each person have a different job in that bitch? This person don't see people. He in infantry. He don't see motherfuckers get destroyed out there, bitch. You dig what I'm saying?
But
this nigga's a journalism. He just, you know what I'm saying? He just go out there, he write down some shit. But you know what I'm saying? He seen a couple things, too.
That's why they
who
they make everything
You can't put it on the same level.
With a broader range.
Nah, that's dumb as shit.
Instead of specifying.
That's dumb as fuck. That's stupid.
That's what you're talking about, America.
That's like, stupid as fuck.
Okay, when has America did smart things?
But yet, you want to go out here and beat everybody's ass, though. You want to be the world police. But yet, you can't even get these soldiers. I ain't going to call them machines. You can't get these soldiers in their right mind when they want to go back home.
Welcome to America.
Ain't no welcome nowhere.
That's pretty much what you're saying.
That's
welcome to America.
Stupid as fuck, like.
Exactly, welcome to America.
And that's why, any chance I see a veteran or anybody in that uniform, bro, right, I appreciate you, bro.
Son.
Real talk. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you because certain shit, America, I'm not finna put
son,
my. No, no.
Half American voted a fucking dumbass to leave them.
I don't know. It is what it is.
And I said, welcome to America.
But just, that's just. I don't even give a fuck about government. I'm talking about the people, bro. Then the motherfucker, like, I ain't gonna say, well, the people, they got defending us. Yeah. Nah, nigga, they need some type of defense.
Some are strong, some aren't strong to be out there. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah,
some of them know how to keep a right mind when they come, some don't.
Some, but you know what I'm saying? I seen a video, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas was like on that shit. Niggas were chilling, you know what I'm saying? They was at their little bay or wet rest area type shit. Nigga was chilling. He had his phone out. He was going on. Why is he joining? Nigga, and you should hear some of the fucking answers. I mean, I joined for the check.
Yeah, nigga, a lot of people join the military for money.
A check? Bitch, no. Nigga, you supposed to be helping. You supposed to survive. Like, you know what I'm saying? Protect the motherfucker.
No, a lot of people join for money.
I joined for the
dead.
Check. No, then. Oh, I just did it because it was in my family. Then you get one or two. I really like this country. I want to, you know what I'm saying? We're a patriot. I'm like, hell no.
You know, my
that shit.
A lot of people go for different reasons.
That's scary, though. But you want to trust them with everybody's life over here, including your dumbass life.
They trust Donald Trump over their lives.
It's not even that. You chose this shit, bro.
Son, this nigga got a lie to me and said, yeah, I don't go to none of the means that's going to save our lives.
Yo, facts.
Like, literally, that nigga said, we're at war, and I don't trust, and I don't go to none of the meetings that could possibly save our lives, so don't, you know what I'm saying?
Once again,
I know there's a virus killing millions, but in my mind, they only kill two.
Look.
And it was funny. These niggas out here crying, asking God, why have you forsaken me, Lord? Lord, I thought you was my right hand. You let Trump get out of office.
And that's why I said, bro.
Watch, they're going to start worshiping Satan now. It's over.
I seen that nigga at the debate when he first got in.
Which mean only seen?
You only seen.
Have you seen him a couple times on TV? You seen him where he be addressing the nation?
You seen the clone? Yeah. A lookalike.
This nigga said a lookalike. I haven't finished.
But you seen this nigga when he took the little inaugurational. You seen
I seen him on that.
You seen him when he got sick, really. And you seen him at
the seen him when he shook. When Shorty coughed and that nigga said, oh.
Facts, bro. I seen the little clip.
That bitch called that bitch. Yeah, that nigga looked at her and said, oh, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I what seen
you mean?
That shit, like, yeah.
Yo, that shit was a classic. He had to do her
with
like that.
With that shit, though, I got one question.
Son, they got sick and was cured the next 2 days.
That's what I was about to get. Yeah. Nick Saban got the same serum that this nigga did.
Mm-hmm. Son, I told you, bitch. Like, shit wild, bitch.
This is my question,
it's
though.
People who you know.
That makes you wonder if he was ever sick. Sick. That man. He could have did that just to see if the stock market would move. Like, damn, the stock market ain't fuck with me when I said it.
It's moving a little bit.
No, I'm talking about when he said he was sick.
Oh, no, that shit, man.
You feel me? He, like, shit. Remember when Obama phone got hacked and the stock market went to crashing quick? Yeah. They're like, oh, the shit. They done got his Twitter. It's over.
Man, it was weird. See, it's a big-ass game out here, boy. I'm telling you, I'm
big
out here.
Nah, they make people think it's a game. That
shit
ain't
look
that big.
That shit is a big-ass chessboard. I mean, Monopoly game out here.
Shit. Even chess is a reflection of war. That ain't no game.
That's why I said Monopoly.
Hunger Hippo's the game.
Eat the host, nigga. This nigga.
Yo, nigga, Hunger Hippo's a game, nigga.
Be jamming the back of that little tail.
Clack, 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 clack.
You don't know about that,
bro. Boy, stop.
You don't know about that.
Nigga, I walked down the aisle of Walmart, nigga, looking at them game like, damn,
y'all nigga playing Candyland with us out here. Shoot some letters.
Son,
let's go.
Yo.
Sorry.
Yo, I was just about to say, nigga, life. Sorry. Think about the game. Think about that game. Sorry is the most disrespectful game ever. That game is for you to go around the whole block. and on your way around the block to fuck niggas up in your way and come back home. Right. And all your mans got to come back home, baby. You might lose one or two on the way, but nigga, one of your men got the most. Who got the most niggas at the crib? Good. That shit too. Crazy.
That's a gang. That's
exactly,
a-
nigga. Bloods, Crip, Latin Kings, and whoever wear green.
Vice Lord.
Yeah, I mean, facts.
You said whoever wear green.
Yeah, yeah. It's over with.
They Grove Street.
Grove Street.
Yo, I'm fucking back. And think about it, that shit like, yo, go up five blocks. Go up five blocks.
Oh, shit.
Don't let nigga be in your way. Sorry, go ahead and run the whole block, facts, nigga. Boop, boop, boop. You ran the whole block, ran home. Good, you ain't got to worry about nothing. And that shit.
Next nigga get leave.
Facts, like, nigga. A lot of them games to be about, nigga, what's happening, nigga. Them shit little hidden messages, nigga.
That's crazy. Yeah, it is.
Gee,
true,
shit, that shit's something to think about, baby.
A lot of them is hidden messages.
That is something to think about. That shit would change your life, B. So Patty, you woke back there? Mm-hmm. I got a question for you. You ready? Let me see where your mind at. You ready? Mm-hmm. All right. So phone.
Where's your head? Where's your head?
To get you.
Where's your head? Your little Pringles, old school Pringles shit.
Nigga, you want to talk about old school? Not to get off topic, pal. I'm going to ask you a question, but yeah. You want to talk about old school?
Dumbass.
Nigga, remember the Six Flags dancing on, nigga?
Yeah.
Yo, that nigga was a classic. That nigga was getting it.
We ain't going to use that shit until they sponsor us.
Six Flags. Hell yeah. We're going to make sure we bleep that out.
Facts. You dig what I'm saying?
Six bleep.
Over what?
Look, we ain't never said over what. We just said how many flags. We could tell anybody flags, you feel me?
The facts.
That's how I'm kicking it. That's how I'm rocking.
We sponsor.
Little Pew Game, we about to get into our sponsors in our commercial break. What's good, y'all? We back, of course. Full effect.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah. Take a little break right quick.
You know, a little commercial break.
Yeah, let these little boys clear out their little lawn. They were really low. You know what I'm saying? Plus, we had to get their little money from these ass.
Definite shout out.
But yeah, we appreciate y'all holding it. I mean, staying locked in with us. You know
facts,
what I'm
of course. Make sure y'all click y'all link and y'all whatever share, y'all listen share, to the podcast.
You know it.
Click the link and y'all can support us most definitely.
Support the podcast, man.
Facts. So y'all ready for this Facebook fuckery?
Go ahead.
I told you I was starting that Facebook fuckery up.
I can take a giggle or two.
Facebook right. Fuckery.
I can use a giggle or two.
All right, y'all ready for this shit?
Yes, sir.
There's a poll. There was a poll on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Oh, no, you're good. Yeah.
There was a poll on Facebook, and it says, how often do your 3 to 8-year-old children bathe? How often do you bathe your children from 3 to 8 years old? Son, there was 145 votes that says every other day. There was 55 votes that says every day. There was 17 votes that said twice a week, and there was 2 votes that said once a week.
Twice a week?
Yes.
Kids?
Yes.
Oh, no.
These niggas said twice a week, once a week.
Look, I got 3.
Son.
Them motherfuckers bathe every day.
Son,
ain't
who?
No way. They get into all kinds of... What age?
You said
3 to 8.
Oh, yeah. They got to go every day. Them motherfuckers get into everything.
What? Son.
That's the difference.
Dirt, boo.
These motherfuckers said twice and once a week.
No. Yeah, that's the part that got me. Fuck the every other day.
Why is people scared of bathing? Like, is that a sin? That's why God walked on water, because we are not supposed to bathe.
No.
That's why
no.
Jesus walked
where'd
on
that,
water, I mean.
Where'd that
come from? But
that's the fucker on Facebook. I see no Facebook. You know fucker on Facebook.
I don't know. It could be like certain cultures or some shit. I don't know.
No. These motherfuckers be natural Americans.
Oh, you talking about Americans just doing this shit?
Yes, nigga. This wasn't no poll in India or some shit. No, this is a poll right here in America.
Jesus. I don't know.
And these motherfuckers said they bathe their kids. From 3 to 8 years old, they bathe them once and twice a week.
Mm-hmm. So let me know. You only taking whole baths.
Like, right. You don't give a fuck about your child. If that's what that's telling me.
If they're taking full baths once and twice a week, I know you taking whole baths every day. So, every other day.
Using the shit out that sink.
Mm-hmm. Got stains on. No, you got some wiping somewhere on your purse or your book bag.
There are baby wipes on.
Facts, nigga.
Wonder why you got to buy 4 things of baby wipes every month.
That's crazy, though.
I said, what the fuck? Like, I see one thread. People's talking about, you're not supposed to bathe, but twice a week. Talking about, because it's bad for your skin. Bitch, wait a minute. What? No. You need to bathe every day to detoxify your body. What you mean, motherfucking twice a week?
You're supposed to wash all that dead skin off.
Yes, exfoliate the skin. Yeah. Clean that ass. Like, what?
No, them motherfuckers
won't. Like, what type of time you on? And these people really arguing, talking about, no, you ain't supposed to do that. One guy got on their bowl just like, well, I really don't wash my legs, but I just bathe my top hat. What? You don't wash your legs? Your legs don't need washing too?
That means you don't wash your nuts.
Like, you feel me?
I'm going to keep it funky with you guys. I bathe 5 times every 2 weeks. So in 2 weeks, I only bathe 5 times. You guys don't smell me, though. You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck? What? Why is that?
Why?
Boy, get the fuck up out of here with that shit, boy.
I'm just look.
This nigga be in the house with me, nigga. You know I shower like.
I know. I'm sitting here like, why this nigga just gonna lie on this podcast like that?
Nigga, if you do, why do you do that, nigga? Let us know, nigga. I got to know. Because after that, nigga, I got to let your mother know about you. Let me tell you about your son.
It's great for my skin, you know what I'm saying? Especially when I be cleansing, you know what I'm saying?
Stop lying to these listeners.
When I be going on these little fasts and shit, nigga, yeah, I don't do shit. I just wake up and go.
That's a damn lie.
Oh, so you tell me you don't brush your teeth?
No, I don't just, do none just of that shit.
Shitty ass, musty balls, and rotten breath.
Right.
What? More than breath on 10,000. You know, black people sleep with their mouth open. More than breath on 10,000.
I sleep with my mouth open.
You don't sleep with your mouth open?
No.
How you know? You sleep.
Say what? Say what?
You say you don't sleep with your mouth open?
No.
How you don't know you sleep?
Cause, nigga, I don't have no drool. I sleep on my stomach. Nigga.
You got a drool? You sleep
on
my
face? As fuck, nigga. That mouth gonna get saliva in it. No, all
nigga,
night, nigga.
You might roll on your back, laying back with your arm up.
No, fucking
with your jaw drop, mouth just open. You ever? All right, put like this. You ever walk with a dry mouth?
Don't do that.
You ever walk with a dry mouth?
Me?
Yeah. Uh-uh. You never walk up with a cotton mouth.
No, nigga, I get cotton mouth when I smoke sometimes. That's it. I never woke up with a cotton mouth.
He woke up with that job off on time. Like,
you telling me what the fuck I want?
No, that nigga sneezed and seen powder.
Oh.
That nigga clap his tongue in his mouth. Nigga spark a fire in this motherfucker.
Yeah, like sandpaper, cut the gums.
Mm-hmm. No, but I don't know, Dave, because I drink water before I go to sleep. I don't know. Well, it never just.
Okay, I got one for you.
I be trying to gas up the jet.
I got a juicy question for y'all niggas on how y'all feel about this.
What's up?
What y'all feel about the 85 South show saying they're not going back to Wild N' Out if Nick's not coming back?
I got respect.
That's loyalty, really. He the one that really
loyalty
put them
over royalty.
Right. Facts.
He the one that put them on.
I respect
it. It wasn't
that.
The white people. Nick went and recruited me. Like DC said.
Wait. Nah, nigga, I respect them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They doing their own thug this anyway.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you just put Nick Cannon on this show? Right.
Well, I guess they want to shine for themselves. You feel me? You put Nick on it, then Nick might become.
Yeah, but
it's not even
they
that.
Was,
it's their show,
was
but
on,
just use my special guest.
They was on Wildin' Out with Nick when he was shining with Wildin' Out.
Right. They worked. You feel me? Slick for him type shit.
Ain't no slick, nigga. That's what they were doing. Nigga, he was the boss.
When I said that,
he wrote them checks.
So what? Look,
well, nah, he didn't write the checks. Remember, he said he didn't write the check.
So why he can't go work for him?
He didn't write the checks. Son, you think they got enough money to pay motherfucking Nick Cannon? Nick Cannon's the host of American Got Talent.
It's not even
all
that.
Though, well, what's the host?
But I just get my, like, nigga, that's my home, man. I'll bring one of my shit.
Yeah, I'm talking about a special guest, but I'm talking about, like, Pat, as far as just making him permanent, now I won't make him permanent.
But how you know that man might like that? He might like to see them young men shining their essence right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said that.
Yeah, he might just like seeing them do their thug right now. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? He OG to him right now. Right. OG like what he see.
Right.
Respect.
He's not late.
Definitely get snaps on that shit. Gee, shit.
That nigga gonna set the game up. He gonna toss him some shit. And you see what the hell done happened.
Right. Put him in the positions where they can eat. And them niggas utilizing it. And they letting it be known. Like,
young niggas eating, bro.
And what makes it so special, that's their own shit. So nobody can like, well, since you don't want to be with us, we're gonna cut off your show. Like, they can't do that. That's
all the way. All the way. Like they said, the only way they show can go off is the 85% to stop fucking with them. And I'm 85%, and they ain't gonna stop fucking with them.
I ain't neither.
Oh, you faithful. You love them.
Nigga, I'm 85%.
I gotta watch T.I. episode today.
Nigga, T.I. was on that bit. Yeah, they had T.I. nice on
he
that.
He had a little fro. I seen a little thumbnail on YouTube. He had a little fro.
What?
And
See, let me tell you. You remember when I first started Lil Jordan shit? I wasn't smoking as heavy as I was, right? Tell me why DC on the same shit. Niggas, he ain't smoked not one time on the episode. Nigga had some cigar, no, but he was smoking. You could tell a nigga that smoked, and he ain't smoke, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I smoke cigar. Like, when I smoke a cigar, I smoke that bitch fast the same way. I'm talking about, I don't let that bitch last. I puff on that bitch, but it get gold. You know what I'm saying? Shit. But yeah, the whole time he's like, nah, he trying to get into it. And this shit actually worked, nigga. You take a break from that smoking shit, hey, that you come in tune with a whole bunch of shit. You be like, okay, yeah. But when he said that shit in the what's his name? I ain't say yet. Stop. Just, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I know. I'm just listening. But, Nah, on some G shit. If I'm gonna stop, I can just stop.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. I don't have no problem. You know, I don't smoke nothing else but weed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't smoke.
No, I don't get tobacco. Angry if I don't have weed.
No, I'm saying I don't smoke. I remember when I started smoking Black Miles.
Nigga,
we
did that shit.
I ain't smoked Black Miles since 2015.
You said I went to job court and did. I had to do that shit cold turkey. The next morning, I had to wake up and. Hey,
nah, not even. I'm in the whip, nigga. I bought one, and that shit just tasted so nasty one day.
I started smoking.
And I'm like, yo, son, I don't need this shit. If it's tasting like this, I don't need it.
Bro, that's how I felt right out the fucking window. When I was smoking cigarettes, bro.
Oh, yeah, I never smoked a cigarette.
I'm going to let you know now. I was a purple trainer. I wasn't even a fake.
Nigga said I was a purple trainer.
I wasn't even a real cigarette smoker. Nigga. I couldn't get cigarettes. Like, nigga, I would, like, you know what I'm saying? But the final straw was, nigga, I bought this lad. I bought a pack. And I hit that bitch. All right, bro. Smoking that way, I'm like, but this shit don't even, it don't taste right. And I'm looking at me, I'm like, bro, what the fuck is you doing smoking a cigarette? This is me looking at myself like, bro, what the fuck are you doing smoking a cigarette? Like, and I'm sitting in the yard just chilling, like, away from people. Just, but I know damn well you ain't smoking no cigarette, bro. You got to quit, stop this shit. It wasn't even half a cigarette. I threw that bitch. Still had a pack in my pocket, bro. And then this how I know, nigga, it's a real cigarette smoker. They can't tell you how many packs of cigarettes they buy. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I bought 2 packs of cigarettes in my time of smoking. 1 pack to sell and the other pack I smoked. That's how I knew I was bullshitting with it. You dig what I'm saying?
What the?
Exactly, nigga. Yeah, So I threw that bitch down. So I went to lay down. You dig what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know how niggas cuff, you know what I'm saying? Laying your arm, you fold your arm, you lay your head on it.
Uh-huh.
And I happen to breathe in the cuff of my arm. Y'all niggas laughing, I'm serious.
I already know what you about to say. Your motherfucker breath was on 10 million. What?
And that bitch hit my nose.
Nah, that nigga didn't hit your nose. He jabbed shit out of you.
Right then and there, bro. I hopped over.
It's bad when you punch yourself in the face and then see it coming. You gonna sneak me?
I hopped over with the quicks. Why, get your ass up. Why the fuck you supposed to be talking to bitches and your breath smelling like this? I'm not picking up 2 birds and 2 birds. I'm snatching this shit. I got snap my draw open. Please don't make no damn sense. You want to holler at female, your purse smell like. I'm just, I go straight to the bathroom. I'm getting on my ass, bro. And that was the last time picked up a fucking cigarette.
That's how you post it.
Fuck that.
I ain't like the smell in my truck.
It's not that, nigga. It's on me. And I'm
like, that's what I'm saying.
That shit is serious. This is me. Then I'm thinking, like, my mom. I'm telling you, bro, my mom paid all damn money for my bracelet. You finna fuck him up like this? Mm-hmm. Nah, fuck that, bro. Like, but the main thing I kept saying, you want to holler at bitches and think you look cool. You want to smell like this? That was the last time. Like, I can't, even to this day, but I cannot get jiggy with cigarette smoke. That shit, so it's boy.
Shit aggravating.
Tobacco smoke, period. But
that shit do sting. That shit is disgusting.
Cigar smoke, I can deal with it.
You know, but I would smoke a couple of but I stopped smoking them cigars because that shit would make me dizzy. I can't fuck with that shit. You smoke the cigars, man. You can have that, but I rolled this bun.
You see what I smoke now?
I can't hit them cigars. Like I used to smoke them.
I couldn't
get jiggled. Try to hold it down for me.
I can't get jiggled with that tobacco shit. That shit
on the floor.
But you ain't supposed to. You inhale it?
No, I don't inhale it. That shit's still strong.
I'm about to say, bro.
That motherfucker's strong either inhale. Way.
You don't inhale or
see. No, you puff on it. But I still don't get. No. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Yeah, that shit on the floor. Man, nope. I cannot get jiggy with that shit right there.
You know what I'm saying? No. I have a sociable
in
one.
In the village, we do not smoke a cigar.
You know how the old head dude, they had the, you know what I'm saying? The first sociable one, they spark it up and puff and let that bitch go out and just, chill with the bitch. They'll bite on it for a little bit. You know
I ain't gonna lie. My great-grandfather used to smoke a pipe. when I used to come visit him. Yo, I seen somebody. That shit smelled good as fuck. I ain't gonna hold you.
I guess it's clean. That's why.
Nah, it's like, I guess it's like the flavor. It's like a cherry scent type shit.
Cigar or tobacco?
The tobacco they put in the pipe. That shit used to smell good. I ain't gonna hold
you. If I had to smoke tobacco, I'd smoke it out of a pipe. It's just something that, like, it's just like, they be killing the shit out the little hook hang off the lips.
I'm gonna get old and smoke weed out of pipe. With the old granddaddy pipe.
Yeah.
Here ain't grandbaby.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Grandbaby, pass my little book, my little Bible from back there with the hole in it.
I might fuck wise. I'm gonna keep it
whole thing. Stash right in the Bible.
I'm gonna stick with the bong when I get older, bro.
Nah, I ain't hitting the bong when I get older. I might still roll me. I might roll me a jizzoink.
Yeah, I'm gonna continue to roll, but you know.
Give me some raw cones and stuff it.
But you know,
get my oldest grandchild to grind that weed up for me.
I gotta get that, what's the name though? I gotta keep these lungs at great capacity, so I'm gonna hit that ball because that shit gonna keep you.
Yeah, nigga.
We need you to go on. No, I'm not taking no medicine, no none of that shit. That's why I'm taking care of my body.
We want you to take Levinthal.
Oh,
nah, we don't
side
want
effects
that.
Are death.
What? You at the house. Baby, they want me to take some shit called Levinthal. If you take this and your arm falls off, don't worry. Other people happen to lose their arms too. Now, this can cause hepatitis, death, cancer.
No, what that shit? Say that name again.
What's that? Levinthal. Some shit I just made up. That shit sound like a pill. Nigga.
Levinthal?
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Mize, you just got your prescription, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you were taking Levinthal, and you're entitled to some type of compensation.
Look, you were just about to pop that motherfucker. Wait a minute.
Levinthal and had a role for death. Like, whoa.
If you took this and you had a stroke, you are guaranteed 20 million. Do you pop it then? Do you like, do you risk it all? Like, you like,
no,
shit,
what
20
if you don't come back?
You right? Be like, nigga, that's what. And your wife, now people get your wife in the back, like, honey, take it. Just go ahead. That's 20 million.
Bitch, you trying to. You dead. We gotta get him on the left. We gotta get up out of here, bitch. You ain't me, bitch.
Say what?
I'm pouring out all the pills in there. Aspirin. Yeah. It could be Pepto pills. I'm pouring them all out. Bitch, you ain't taking nothing in here.
Yo.
No pills in the house.
Honey, I made something to eat. I'm not even hungry. I'm about to go to goddamn McDonald's. I risk it all there.
Fast, nigga.
Jeez, shit.
I take this bullshit. I let McDonald's fuck up my stomach before you do, bitch.
Well, facts, nigga.
At least I don't know them bitches. It'll be a mystery.
I know if I take this goddamn ale. I ain't going out like that.
That's a fucking move. That is a bitch move on my part if I let you do that to me.
What? I'm better than that.
Fact. Yeah. That's the ultimate goofy ass nigga for real.
Nigga, what? All right, so Pat, yeah. I remember you had a question for the Hot Box Chronicles.
Levinthal.
I came with some shit then, Levinthal. That shit sound like some motherfucking medicine, don't it? Levinthal.
It look like it'll be a purple and black pee.
Good black and plenty.
Look
good and plenty.
Yeah, for your arthritis. LV 553 on that bitch.
Yo.
Ain't coming 2020.
Levinthal. Oh, 20 in the bottle.
Oh, 20 in the bottle.
May cause drowsiness and dizziness. Do not operate cars.
Yeah,
make sure you eat
5-5-3 on that bitch.
What?
Because it got 5% oxycodone in that bitch and 53 milligrams of what else it gonna have?
Satan.
Still turpentine. Something weird.
That bitch got a perk and something else mixed together. Like,
fentanyl,
this shit dead.
They got fentanyl on that motherfucker. Jeez, shit. They got fentanyl in
that bitch. You gonna
what?
Die.
The ultimate death pill.
Fuck no.
My fault, Pat. Go ahead. My fault, Pat.
I couldn't get Levinthal out of my head, though. Like, my bad.
How you feel? What you think about this whole the idea about the purge?
Son. I pray it's no
purge. Yeah, me too. But I'm going to be a nigga. Y'all, hey, I'm telling you, I'm going to be a nigga.
So I mean, we belong, right?
If anything, bro, we got to rob a bank. Like, I'm with that. Like, no law. No law. You ain't got no laws, everything's legal. I'm robbing the bank. I ain't even trying to kill nobody.
Why would you tell them you're playing?
Nigga, because first of all, it's the purge. And it ain't no law.
Mm. No, but you know how many more niggas gonna be that way too?
Nigga, I'm pretty sure there's gonna be plenty of niggas thinking about the same thing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of smart motherfuckers that are like, man, fuck the killing, we can get rich.
They can split it or fight about it.
Right. Nigga, so we can work together and break into the Federal Reserve.
It's already the purge, what they gonna do? Oh, you
can no. Bitch, y'all can have all that.
We can break into the Federal Reserve, nigga. What you mean?
Mm-hmm. I'm hacking together. I'm hacking escrow. Bitch, fuck you talking about?
That bitch a heck of an escrow.
What are you talking about?
Nigga, I'm fine. Nigga, I'm just type $50,000 in Bitcoin somewhere. Like,
50? Nigga, I'm going for the gusto. I'm going for the gusto.
A billion in Bitcoin, nigga. Fuck you talking about? Untraced. You can't get that.
And then I'm going to my little special place.
Facts, nigga.
And I'm waiting these little few hours.
I'm about to buy me an island, nigga. I'm living there. Fuck you talking about? I'm
going to wait these few hours out. And boy.
Because that purse is some bullshit.
When that last ring go out, boy, I'm cashing the fuck out, boy. I'm gone out this bitch.
And nigga, this me, nigga. Ain't you can't arrest none.
I'll buy an America, bitch. Fuck y'all talking about.
Yo, son. I was just about to say that. That's good morning. Today on the news, we want to let everybody know America's broke. Them niggas that hit us. We thought we want to try to kill each other, but everybody robbed us. So the government has fallen. If you can bring the money back, we can probably try something.
With that being said, you know, there'd be some... I ain't gonna say ignorant people, but you know some people. There'll be some people that go to Fort Knox, Area 51.
Mm-hmm. Just they stormed Area 51 not too long ago.
But I'm just what got me though. That's radiation out there, motherfucker. Right?
Man, ain't no radiation. They hiding them the aliens out there.
Man, I don't know what they doing. Like, I really don't believe none of my business. Nigga,
it is our business, nigga. You live here too. Fuck you talking about?
I'm just going.
Yeah, we hide no secrets when we all live here, nigga. I see if it was another country, bitch. You got it with us.
Article, bitch.
Whatever come up that motherfucker gonna attack everybody.
That's what I really want. Really. I want the information about Antarctica.
Antarctica?
Yeah.
It's melting.
Nah, bitch.
The ice cap's melting, nigga. Yes, they are. Polar ice cap.
What with that being said,
global warming.
Would you want all the information about the world? I'm talking about you got all the secrets. Would you want to know every fucking thing about everything?
No.
Would you want to?
Hold on, let me think. That sounds slick, kind of fly.
I'm talking about from the beginning of time to the end.
All the fuckery.
Do you want? I'm talking about everything. Would you want to know that?
Slick, I can hold you. I would, and I would because, like, that's a way of bringing peace. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, nigga, let me tell you about my grandpappy, nigga. My grandpappy's that nigga. He was busting niggas moving it.
But your granddaddy was shit.
Your granddaddy was a tattletale. He was snitching on niggas. Uh-huh. He got the block set up.
This nigga was stop. Right. From recess.
But now you can be the change.
Like, that would be funny, though. Jeez, that would be like, funny.
You feel me? Like,
man, you my granddaddy told me back in the day he used to be.
My granddaddy used to hang a bunch of you niggas. Your granddaddy got hung by 12 black people.
Your granddaddy actually was scared. He
ain't owned not one slave. He got his ass whooped every Sunday.
That would be funny though. Like, but nah, I wouldn't want to know everything. Facts. I don't give a fuck about knowing everything.
That's just like saying this, nigga. How would you feel if God was black?
I don't care.
Like, do you really want God to be black?
It is what it is. I don't care.
You want God to be black, hold on?
Shit. Yeah. Yeah, if all this bullshit going on, got me a nigga in charge.
Damn. You just gonna throw a nigga on the bus like that?
Shit. I'm gonna keep fucking with you.
Why do you feel that, though?
Because, think about it. Well, we get the most shit thrown on us and all this shit. It got to be a nigga in charge. Because, like y'all said about like Michael Jordan and all this shit, I ain't doing shit for the community. Look at God. He doing some, but he doing the minimal. Not the most.
I am fucking
done. That sounds like it's personal, nigga. It's personal. Bitch, I've been calling you, and you have yet to answer me. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of putting my hands together. I'm about to just fucking tired of roasting you and call on Lucifer. Lucifer out here getting niggas record deals. I know he might let me slide with 50 bags. 50
I'm done with this nigga, bro. You are foolish.
That nigga said he up to the nigga shit. No, I'm not gonna knock your opinion, bro. You know, I'm damn sure not gonna knock your opinion. But nah, I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I used to wonder that, like, you know what I'm saying? What if God was black? But then that let me think, like, damn, do you want him to be black? And then your first question gonna be like, bro, really? For 100 years, you gonna let us do that? And then he hit you with some truthful shit. Oh, because I let y'all niggas run last time. Y'all niggas was doing people like this, so now it's done to y'all. Y'all bitching? Then he showed you a clip. Right. And we were doing niggas way worse. Niggas sitting there like, you were like, oh, wow, you even had to be foul like that, God.
Oh, that's crazy, though. You know what that mean? You know what that saying come back? You know what that brought back to my mind?
Mm-hmm.
the last will be first and the first will be last. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, that's crazy that shit, though.
Because what if that
shit
really...
niggas running, talking about, oh, this nigga said this about
the black what if it did get like that, though? What? You finally see the other side, like, oh, yeah. Look, see, this is the shit right here. This is why.
Oh, yeah, like, you know,
so this is why I didn't let you niggas didn't do shit.
You feel me? He played a clip from what happened BC. And we was doing niggas dirty. And he like, that's why I did this to y'all for 400 years. Yeah. Y'all bitching about 400 years. Y'all niggas doing this for centuries. Nigga be like, right. Oh, well, God damn.
Yeah, you got to taste well,
excuse
all
the fuck out of me. Right. You feel you sitting there with the dumb face, hand over your face.
That
like,
would
oh,
be crazy,
shit.
Though. Yeah, what if that was
you
the answer to?
You feel me? That's
that was the answer
about.
To your shit. The answer to peace.
Yeah, that's something to think about, shit.
You got a... I for or not, you gotta taste your own fucking medicine. You ain't liking them, what you gonna do about it.
You
gonna continue to do the same shit, you gonna change.
You feel, what do you say after that? You just like.
You gonna sit there. You gotta accept all shit. That.
Like, damn, B.
You just.
You gotta hold that L.
You day right now. You feel back me. Then, you was king, such and such, such and such. You was doing
you feel
filthy,
me.
Filthy, bitch.
Xerxes, nigga.
You out here doing
you walking past motherfuckers. Oh, I don't like the way he just looked at me. Hang him and his family.
That's rude.
Look, 20 million years later, 2020, I'm walking down the street, nigga clapped me.
Fuck that nigga. Bitch ass nigga. He looked like he was enslaving niggas and killing niggas for no reason.
Bad, like,
what?
Yeah, nigga, that shit's crazy, though. What
that is something,
like
but
that?
You feel me?
That is crazy, nigga. You just... Man, why this happened to me? Why? Okay, look, let's hit the rewind button. Let's hit the rewind button.
Let me show you. Every time... That nigga hit you with the every time I reincarnated you, this is what you want to do. You want to be a killer every time. I reincarnated you 26 times and you was killing all your life. I had to injure you 26 times. This time I ain't sending your dumb ass back down. That's crazy. That's something to think about.
You want
to
keep killing? Now you're a pope.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Oh,
nigga.
Wow.
Ooh.
Now he do you worse. You want to keep killing? Well, I got something for you. Now you're a fucking slug.
Oh, man.
That's fucked up.
Now you're gonna have to do this shit slowly and learn how to live life.
Oh, ooh, you wanna be a rapist? Okay, now you're a goddamn a kissing bug. You die in 24 hours. You're born and you die in 24 hours. That's it. That's all you're gonna know for the rest of your life. That's fucked up.
But you never know though. What if that was a lesson you had to learn to slow down to accept?
Yeah, facts. You know what I'm saying? It's punishments for all every action.
Well, you bring actions, nigga. It's punishments for
Newton
it's
was
consequences.
Newton was he's probably the only thing right in science
reaction
right now.
There's a reaction.
Mm-hmm. Newton. Exactly. There's an action for all.
I don't give a damn how.
There's a reaction for all.
I don't give a damn how much somebody think they gonna get around the fact of what that shit means.
Been a badass.
You thought you'd been a badass and got your ass whipped.
Home as a bitch by.
Not even karma shit. Fuck around just.
That's a bad motherfucker, too.
Oh, yeah, karma.
Man, I don't believe in it. I just believe in getting
karma and ass. Dana, there's two bitches you don't fuck with.
I got a question, though, bro.
They sure put your ass on blast, nigga. DNA and karma. Mm-hmm.
What?
Dana.
It was all. Damn, what is it? Do you believe there's only two emotions, really? Fear and love. I believe there's only two.
You believe it's only two emotions?
Yeah,
nah, it's more than two emotions.
Nah, I ain't say emotion. Well, what is it? Yeah, emotion, really. Because I think everything derives from those two. And those are the root. You deal with, you know what I'm saying?
Not necessarily.
That's how I feel. Why? What was your feet? You know what I'm saying? What was your look on
so
it?
So you said two emotions, fear and love?
Yeah.
I.
That's what, you know what I'm saying? That's what every other.
If one is surprised, how's that fear and love?
Be happy. That'll be something dealing with happy, so you'll be low.
That ain't nothing.
If it's your loved one's doing it, it's part of love.
It's not.
No,
it's not. Period.
Yeah.
It's not. Period. It's just, you know what I'm saying. It's just
somebody can surprise your ass.
Nigga, it's all in a happy, good place. That's all.
Man,
like,
that's it.
Love.
You can be surprised in the wrong way.
I don't know about that. I don't know. Be surprised the wrong way.
I'm not saying ecstatic. Yeah. In a sense, ecstatic, nigga. Yeah, that's out of love.
Ain't
never
been surprised the wrong way.
Surprised.
What you mean surprised the wrong way? But that's like right hell.
See, anybody can be surprised the wrong way.
Like what? Give me an example.
Hey, what's up? I got something to tell you. Oh, shit, what's up, girl? I got chlamydia.
Oh!
You gonna surprise your stupid ass that you got chlamydia.
Nah, bitch, I'm heated. Nigga, I'm heated. That's real, bitch. I'm mad as fuck, bitch. I'm heated.
Now, think about it. When you read a novel, he was surprised to know. Yeah, chlamydia. Chlamydia.
That would be crazy.
Think about it.
This nigga said surprised to know.
He was surprised to know he had chlamydia.
I don't think I'd be surprised. That nigga was mad as fuck.
Yeah, of course he was mad, but he was still surprised.
He killed the bitch when he found out. Surprise. That was
surprised. Look, nigga, what you mean, nigga? I got love. Shit. Nah. That is something to think about. That's something to damn sure think about.
And he was surprised. Bitch, no. I was heated. I was livid.
Right.
The fuck is you talking about?
The nigga said livid.
That's 2 degrees past
hey.
Pissed.
What? Right.
Well, you know not to be pissed off because you can be damn well pissed off.
Boy, niggas heated.
Facts.
Nigga, my blood boiling.
Yo, bro, they're saying that so stupid.
I don't play the radio. Nigga, what?
Rich man, all oh,
you don't think fat meat greasy, huh?
That mean, all play that shit. Yeah, when you say that shit.
What?
I don't play the radio. I don't play nothing.
Facts. Well, thanks for tuning in. We're going to end it here.
Hey, appreciate y'all for tuning in, man.
See y'all next time.
Thank you. Signing out, man. Make sure you're about, you know what I'm saying, engage about.
Right now, make sure y'all click that support button in y'all podcast. Y'all should see it say support the Hot Box Chronicles, man.
One love.
No facts. One love, brother. Peace, love.